Some people just need a reality check when it comes to understanding their retirement. So today, we'll explore why a realistic approach to retirement, inclusive of financial planning and the potential for unexpected challenges, is crucial here on The Financial Answer.
Life is full of questions. It's full of twists, turns, and complex issues to try to figure out. You need answers. Welcome to The Financial Answer with Nathan O'Brien.
Hit it.
You'll hear us discuss the pitfalls and common investing mistakes we see people make and encourage you to think about solutions to some of the problems and question marks you might face in your own financial life. So let's get to the show.
What's up, y'all? Welcome into the podcast. Nathan and I here to talk about expectations versus reality, the truth that can be hiding around in retirement planning. What's going on, my friend? How are you?
Oh, everything's good. It's been great. Yes. Good time of year. So I love the spring.
This is true. And the expectation is that we're going to have a fantastic summer. And the reality sometimes is that it's not.
We don't.
That's what spring brings.
9,000 degrees and sweat to death every day.
it hope springs eternal, right? It brings that optimism. Right. Yes, and so let's talk about expectation versus reality, because I think that gets a lot of people in trouble with their financial professional.
Yes, it does.
Right?
Yes,
not it does. Maybe even their plan too, Nathan. Maybe because we see enough commercials, we hear enough stuff, whatever, and it's like, this is going to be fantastic, and then the expectation, you know,
well,
is
at least
high.
Keeping up with the Joneses mentality, you're thinking you have to have this and that, and that's not
everybody's
the case,
got a boat, everybody's on the beach, you know.
That's right.
And so manage your expectations is obviously, clearly, that's my first point, because if that is not A, who you are, or B, you know, the what you've been kind of saving or gearing towards, or, you know, even for folks that are thinking, hey, I'm probably just got enough to barely get into retirement, then don't get these lofty expectations, but also don't sell yourself short either. So I think, again, manage your expectations.
It's important. It's so important to, number one, set your expectations to realistic expectations. I mean, that you've got to understand that, you're not going to probably be able to travel all the time and go through all, you know, all this stuff all the time. Most people can't. Gosh, who would want to do that? But
you never know.
Some people do. That's right. So, you know, that the main thing to understand is set some expectations, set some realistic expectations, and again, get some ideas from friends, from your advisor, from just different people on what to do, how to do things. Because a lot of times when I have a conversation, someone comes in, early 50s, they're like, I want to do a retirement plan. Okay, what's your plan? What do you want to do when you retire? They just sit there.
Yeah.
Well, why do you want to retire then? You know, if you don't have a goal or reason for that, then that's going to be boring. You're going to be bored to death, especially if you retire at 55 or 58 or whatever. You got 30 years to just sit there. That's no fun. So, maybe you want to get out of that career, but set your expectations and be appropriate with that for what you want to accomplish.
Yeah, and set your expectations when dealing with your financial professional and your plan, too. Don't have the expectation of, I want 15% return every year, but I don't want to take any chances to get there. Come on, that's not realistic, right?
No,
that's not a manageable expectation. So let's talk about, forgetting expectations versus reality. Let's talk about account for the changing expenses. There's some nice things when you get out of work. Maybe you've got a cool job where they cover, you know, obviously health insurance, right, or whatever, but maybe they pay for your
car or whatever.
That stuff's all groovy,
right?
But, you know, like, what else changes in that, because you're going to have other expenses going.
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of things that, you know, your company may provide. Like you said, health insurance, company car, whatever. I mean, there's going to be things there that are probably going to change. They're probably not going to let you keep that car. They're probably not going to pay your health insurance and all that kind of stuff. So, you know, you've got to consider all the little things. I mean, one of the big things is eating out. You're not going to be eating out as much, more than likely, and so as you did when you were working. And so that can be a big cost savings, big, you know, not a lot of commuting costs, more than likely, that kind of thing. It's not there, but you will have a flip reverse of that will be increased travel expenses. Maybe you're doing more things that are outside of the house, and so that can be more expensive. So that offsets. All this stuff is just things that you've got to understand and budget really is what it comes down to. And just make sure that you're considering those things and what that's going to cost you.
Exactly. I mean, you gotta plan those changing expenses in there and just make sure that you're, again, being realistic about it too, right? So realize how many times Amazon's coming to your house and be flipping honest about it, right?
That's right. Yes, that's right.
Because, you know, like that's where people get in trouble, Nathan. Seriously, like somebody will go, hey, we've done some quick, they'll come in to see you. They'll go, we've done some quick math here. $5,000 a month is what we need to make our plan go. And we're, you know, to live. And we've got, you know, $6,500 coming in, let's just say, from our things. We've done back of the napkin math. And we're good. And you go, okay, cool. So you go looking and you start kind of setting things up and you go, well, these numbers don't match.
Right.
You know,
no,
so do you, so 15, let's just say it's $1,500 a month, every single solitary month. So you should have a pretty good savings there. Yeah. And you don't have any. Well, where is it at? Well, I don't know. Where did it go? It's like, well, you obviously spent it.
That's always the case, you know, and people tend to live on what they make. And that's typically what happens. So you've got to see where that money's going. That's why it's so important to budget. I know, you know, Dave Ramsey's been preaching on that for 30 years, but it's so crucial to understand how you spend your money every single month, and know where it goes, know where it, what you're wasting money on, you know, with air quotes there, what you're wasting money on, because that's crucial to understand, because you know if that's a necessity or not at that point. So sit down, take a look at that, and then see if you can do it.
Exactly. So, again, expectations versus reality. All right. So then now be ready to adjust, Nathan. You know, I mean, Mike Tyson is getting ready to have this, you know, he's coming out of retirement. He's going to have this fight, right? Against this guy 30 years younger than him.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
I mean, this kid's a big kid and all that kind of stuff. And who knows, fighting's got so much like wrestling.
Yeah. That's right.
You know, that maybe it is all fake or whatnot. But, you know, who knows if there's some sort of thing. But I just don't think I would take the risk of getting punched in the face by Mike Tyson.
That's a strong punch.
He's right a there, strong, yeah. Even at 57, that's just not a place I'm willing to go. But, you know, his line was everybody has a plan until they get punched in the mouth, right?
That's right.
So be ready to adjust.
Changes your world when that happens.
Changes your world. Because even in retirement, Nathan, you might get punched in the mouth.
Yeah, that's right. And that's exactly right. There's life happens, you know, there's things that happen. And so maybe it's just a change. Maybe it's a devastating change. You know, there can be so many different things that can happen. Healthcare issues, divorce, you know, death, whatever. There can be so many different things that can just really destroy what your goals were, what your plans were. So you've got to be willing to, you know, adjust with these things. That's why it's so crucial to, again, sit down with your advisor, review your plan at least once a year, just to make sure that you're staying on track. Make tiny adjustments each year, and then it keeps you there, and everything's going like you need it to. And then when something happens like that, you know that, well, pretty much everything else is good. Let's look at this. Let's see what's going on. And let's see how this is going to impact things and make changes appropriately from that point. So it's good. Be ready to adjust, be flexible, just like you've had to be throughout life.
Well, all right. So I don't know about you, Nathan, but I don't jump on a skateboard anymore like I did when I was 20. And try that's wheelie flips and stuff, you know, so because my risk tolerance, because my rear
you like
end
your ankles and knees,
I
and
like my ankles
and
where they're at, yeah, where they're right. supposed to be, yeah. Because right. if I land on my rear end, it might hurt real bad.
Yes.
So I adjust my risk tolerance to pain. Yeah. Well, adjust your financial risk tolerance to financial pain too, right?
That's right.
And make sure that you got yourself in that right mode. All right, and then look, finally, we'll wrap it up. We'll keep it short this week. Just don't be too proud to get some help. If you're talking about expectations versus reality, you know, you can set that expectation of I will do this myself. Right. I can do anything. Hey, look, and you can. I mean, everybody's capable of just about anything. So much knowledge and information out there. But do you really have the time, the wherewithal, the mindset, whatever you want to put to go through the things you need to do this properly yourself?
Right.
That's the reality.
Yeah, right? That's true. And I mean, the thing is advisors get to retire hundreds and hundreds of times with their clients. And so they know kind of what to look
at. Oh, great point. Yeah.
Things to consider and things that, you know, that you will more than likely deal with throughout your retirement. So that's where the advisor helps. Honestly, that's where the help comes in. You don't need an advisor, but they can be a great benefit for you. So it's not that you have to have one, but man, you don't have to have a primary care physician either, but they can really help you when you're not doing well.
Yeah,
and so, so there's a lot of things that an advisor can help with. So just take advantage of that and use that. If you find someone that fits you appropriately, that fits what you are trying to accomplish, then use them. They're there for a reason. They can help.
True. And if you're thinking about, you know, actual real world practical things here, I mean, folks have listened to us long enough. You know, I've had heart surgery. I didn't perform it on myself.
No.
All right.
That's right.
I got some
Thank
help.
Thank goodness you're still here. That's
right.
Why we know you didn't do this.
That's
yourself.
Right. That's right. Nathan waxes his eyebrows. He didn't do it himself,
yes,
right? No. He had somebody else do it.
Thanks.
So that they weren't
that.
Uneven. Yeah. Right. No, I'm kidding.
That's right.
But like if you went to do that yourself and you messed up, I mean, all seen videos of that or stuff where somebody pulls half their eyebrow off, right?
That's right.
And they look, so get some help, right? I mean, there's so many things in life where we get help. Why in the world? I don't know why finance has been that way for a while, Nathan, but people are like, I'll save some money by doing this retirement planning myself. I'm not paying somebody 1%. And it's like, dude, 1% is worth it.
Yeah, it's right. It absolutely makes a difference. A lot of times, there's a ton of research out there that talks about what advisors are at, but just the peace of mind.
It's not
just about money. It's peace of mind. It's knowing what's going on, how things are being taken care of, all of that. I mean, that's really what it comes down to, because there is no payment for that. There's not enough of a payment for that peace of mind. For you to be out on the golf course or you to be doing whatever you enjoy and not have to worry about your stuff.
Your stuff.
Yeah, that's right.
Nobody wants to worry about their stuff in retirement. They just want to enjoy their retirement.
That's right.
All right, folks. Well, you know, expectations versus reality. Make sure you're setting them properly. And we'll leave you with this. Make sure when you go to talk with an advisor, especially if you're starting a relationship, make sure that you're getting the expectations managed up front so that you're not expecting something that they're not offering, right? Make sure.
Yeah.
And if you have those questions, ask them, right? So what is the expectation for how often we talk? And what is the expectations for, you know, the next steps and stages, right? That kind of stuff. That's going to help you also get the most out of the experience.
Yes, that's right. And just be honest. I mean, a lot of times we see people, they've been clients for 10 years. We only need to see you once a year or whatever. But then something happens. Maybe that's not enough. And maybe they do need to start seeing us more often, you know? So just talk to your advisor. They're all willing to do that. If you need more meetings just to work through this thing that's going on right now, you can do that.
Let them know.
It's not just a one-time thing. Once it's set, you just forget about it, basically. It's not that. So it's a relationship that you've built there with your advisor. Take advantage of that. Use that. It's a big benefit for you.
Yeah, and if it is, folks, then you are clearly working with the wrong advisor.
Absolutely.
Right?
Yeah.
So if you are having that kind of thing happen, then make sure that you are, you know, going out and doing a second opinion. Go talk to somebody else and see if you can find the right fit for you. So that's going to do it this week. Thanks for hanging out with us here on The Financial Answer. As always, reach out to Nathan if you got some questions, need some help. Or, you know, a lot of times our listeners are already currently clients. You know, share the podcast with others who might benefit, friends, family, even your younger generation. You know, if you're already over 55, share it with your kids, because they're coming up behind you. They're going to need to plan for retirement. I know grandkids are going to be a little bit more stubborn and it might be too young, but I mean, it's always good lessons to find in various things. And hopefully we try to educate and inform and have a good time along the way. So if you need some help, reach out to Nathan at thefinancialanswer.com. That's thefinancialanswer.com. For Nathan O'Brien, I'm your host, Mark Killian. We'll see you next time.
O'Brien and Associates is a registered advisory firm in Tennessee. This show is intended for information and educational purposes only. Consult with a qualified advisor before taking any action.